This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is that time of the week. We got all our Football Friday specials, even with the Eagles on a bye. We'll get to a same-game parlay we'll put together for the NFL this week, and a little parlay of games we'll put together before the show ends. You people coming up. But we got to get this Guess the Takes. What is everyone talking about on Monday after Week 9 in the NFL? Hugh, what are you thinking this week? What is the take we're going to hear out there in the take sphere on Monday?
I think since we're getting ready to play a game next week, that A.J. Brown was wrong about the way he handled the situation. And that he should apologize to everybody.
Oh, there's going to be an AJ should apology.
I really like that.
Yeah. Took me a while to workshop it, though.
The question is who's going to have to take.
Yeah. It
took me a while.
Now, here's the question. can I steal it and come in here and say, AJ Brown owes everyone an apology on Monday?
You can do it.
He owes Jalen an apology.
Absolutely does. Of course he does. Hugh, I like it. Actually, you may have given us an idea for a show next week. All right, Hugh Douglas calls the apology show. All right, my take for this week is that after the cute story for 2 weeks, everyone remembers the Giants are dreadful. Remember the Bears last year? They were kind of around 500, and they were kind of moving forward, and then they lost the Hail Mary game to the Commanders, and they never recovered from it, and they lost like every game the rest of the year, and Eberflus got himself fired.
Yeah,
that's going to be the Giants. Like, yeah, Dart might be able to play, but that's a bad team. I think the Niners are going to beat them on Sunday. Last year's Bears, it's this year's Giants. They never recover from what the Broncos did to them a couple weeks ago. That's what you'll hear on Monday. Kyle, what are you going with for Guess the Takes?
It's time for the Washington Commanders to concede the NFC East.
Ooh.
And they need to start really thinking about shutting Jaden Daniels down for the rest of the season before where they risk, you know, damaging their real future.
Yeah.
Because their future is not now.
It's not. Now, he is my fantasy quarterback in a couple of weeks.
I don't care.
I know. I'm letting you know where I'm coming from on that. I mean,
they got Seattle, then Detroit.
They're in trouble.
And then they have another tough one, not immediately after that, but they have a tough schedule. And they're going to be 3-6 after this week, I think.
So they just ruled Daniels is going to play.
Yeah.
And the line on that game, even with him in, is Seahawks -3 in Washington.
They need to wave the white flag.
They might stink.
And just give us the East.
They might stink. All right, concede. I like that. Concede the
concede
East.
Concede the East.
On November 2nd. That's only 2 months of football to go.
Yeah. Bring back my Washington football team. The ones that's just a doormat of the NFC East all the time.
Yeah, the one your whole life that they were until last year. Yeah. That's the Washington football team we know. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines. I like calls like this. I see right through Hugh. Juice in South Philly is up. What's up, Juice?
Juice.
What's up, man?
Juice, what's up, buddy?
All right, so real quick.
Are you ready to go down?
I agree with Kyle and Joe. I definitely think that we need we could do with a little Myles Garrett in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got to be honest. I feel like the reason you don't want to come over to our side is because of the narrative about defense is a lot. It doesn't matter.
You see it, Juice. You feel it, Juice.
You know what? To be honest, Juice, I hear you, but I'm not that married to the take because my take is – that take is evergreen, and it's lived for – 3 whole years.
Well, how could it be on evergreen and be on life support at the same time?
It's not on life support.
It's we're
the
getting
fact,
there.
Juice, the fact that it lives, like, for me, it's a win because that take has lived rent-free in you guys' head for forever.
That's a fair point by you.
I mean, yeah. It is. It's lived rent-free. I said it.
It is dying.
It's irritated everybody. Nobody understands it, and you're still talking about it.
It's in a coma, though.
And I still try to explain it to people every week, and they still don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's taken. Listen, this take has had a couple of heart attacks. Let's be real about this.
Yes, Juice. What's the question?
All right. So let's fast forward 3 years from now. Forget the Myles Garrett trade, but let's fast forward three years from now, right? When we're looking at our team, do you think they will have more money allocated on the offense or defense?
In the next 3 years, Juice, it's going to start trending towards the defense.
So then does that mean now offense is a luxury?
No, Juice, that means that the defense now has more money allocated to it, so that would be the strength of this team. But, Juice, do you deny the fact that the NFL is built around scoring, and that's why the team is built the way that it's built?
I do not, but I also don't deny the fact that the best defenses are usually – the teams with the best defenses are usually the ones that win the Super Bowl.
The teams that usually win the Super Bowl, with all due respect, Juice, are the ones that score the most points. Now, the defense is a footnote in that, like when we talk about the Baltimore Ravens and defenses like that. But when you talk about the last couple of Super Bowls.
The Eagles last year. Our defense.
They won on their defense.
I said, but the offense was the story of the Super Bowl.
Well,
Not really. Okay. They sacked Mahomes six times and they returned a pick for a touchdown.
The offense was the story of the Super Bowl.
No.
The offense was the story of the Super Bowl.
Wait a second. They sacked Mahomes six times and they returned
a pick. Listen, here on Monday, 10 o'clock.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. When I I'm going to say this again for y'all that do not understand this.
Juice, good call.
When I say defense is a luxury, not a necessity, for the umpteenth time, I say that based on the fact that where is the money allocated for this football team?
Right, but
where's the money allocated?
But where are the resources allocated?
No. Okay, the money, resources, whatever. On the offensive side of the ball.
Howie always says this. There's two parts of it. It's money and it's draft picks.
Okay, and the draft picks are what drove this team last year because you had two young players out there that played extremely well, and you had a guy that played defense that had never started before and became a stalwart in this defense. That was luxury. That's the epitome of being luxury because you didn't know what you were going to get from me.
Can I spin this back to you?
Sure.
When things start trending one way in the NFL, don't the smart teams tend to attack that weakness? They had the cover two. The cover two was taking over defense in the NFL.
And they got away from it.
What did the Eagles do? Ran the ball right down everybody's throats.
Yes, they did.
All these offensive teams, if you score to win, what's a good way to combat that?
Run the football.
Defense.
May I throw an analogy? Because we get so caught up in where the money is. Yes. To me, all that matters is you build the best football team. So you go out to a nice restaurant. And most likely, the highest amount on your bill is going to be your entree, right? But if you leave there and you said, it's the best meal of my life, and a lot of your bill was on drinks and dessert and an appetizer,
you had a great time.
So who cares where it's allocated? It doesn't really matter.
But to your point, Joe, the whole experience is built around the main course, right?
Sure.
And the main course in this situation is the offense because that's where the team is built around.
But that wasn't the best part of last year's team.
Yeah, but that was the part that won you the Super Bowl.
It was not.
Okay, we can argue that semantics, but the bottom line is
how did the offense win the Super Bowl when the defense had six sacks, didn't allow more than six points, 5 minutes to go?
The bottom line is this, though, Joe. When you went into that season, the defense was a luxury because for the simple fact that they played way better than you thought they were.
Of course,
when you looked at the beginning of that season, you cannot tell me that you expected that defense to look the way that it did.
I agree.
With the first round draft pick, Jalen Carter playing, the fact that Jordan Davis, we didn't know what he was going to bring to the table. You had Quinyon Mitchell out there, you had an aging Slay, and you had a corner or a safety that you didn't know whether or not what he was going to be.
All correct.
It was a perfect storm. But what was going to lead the charge for this team, or what was supposed to lead the charge for this team, was your high-powered, high-paid offense.
But how much more evidence do we need that what they thought is wrong? The Eagles they put a lot of money into the offense. They have at no point in all the years they've been together been the best offense in football. We keep saying they should be. They should be. They haven't.
Should be. You're right.
But in life, if you think something and then you keep getting evidence it's not, you got to pivot. So the Eagles think, or maybe thought, they had the best offensive personnel in pro football, and we think they should have the highest scoring offense. They don't. They never do. I don't need to see another year of it to know. Let's put it this way. Jalen Hurts is a winning quarterback. You can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. All these things are obvious. They've had a top five-ish defense twice with him, and that's how they end up in the Super Bowl. So I look at the Myles Garrett thing. It's not even about Jalen Hurts, but I know if I give Jalen Hurts a top 10 or top five defense, he could get to the Super Bowl.
We're not even going
to
give up a yard, guys. Right,
that's
we
true.
Need 3 points.
But right now we have a middle-of-the-pack defense, and I think it's going to be challenging to get to the Super Bowl like this. So I'm interested in getting this player.
And you know what's funny is that you say all this, and we talk about how good this defense is, but the Eagles are telling you by the moves that they've made so far what they feel about this football team.
Yeah, they need more defense. I know. I say the same thing.
They have went out and got just guys to help out on defense. They got, no disrespect to Brandon.
They made an offer for Micah Parsons.
I mean, I think they're telling us pretty clearly they need a better defense to win the Super Bowl.
They went out and got Brandon Graham out of retirement. They traded for another running back. We had a running back in A.J. Dillon. They went out and got another running back.
Right.
They went out and got another running back. And they've put this defense together, this vaunted Super Bowl winning defense with spitting bail wire or spitting whatever they say.
But now they're trying to fix that.
But that could cost them another Super Bowl.
But you can't. But what I'm saying is they're hoping that offense – is going to be everything that they thought it was going to be.
What do they say about hope, Hugh?
It's not a strategy. Yeah.
But again, they've tried for Parsons and Garrett. They're telling us they know.
I hear what you're saying, Joe. But the reality is this: they are built offensively, and that's
their philosophy. They're changing it.
How are they changing it? You're talking about by a rumor, about a pie in the sky rumor.
The Parsons one wasn't a pie in the sky rumor.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about that one.
But one
and
feeds
it didn't
to
happen.
The next.
It didn't happen. Okay, it feeds to the next. But, Joe, that's not going to happen. And if it happens, no, I'm not going to say nothing crazy. But if that I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's feasible.
Okay. But I think in the next year or so, it feels to me like the writing is on the wall. This thing's going to flip very quick.
Yeah, I agree.
They're about to move off money on the offense, and I think AJ is obviously the one that makes the most sense. And they're about to either just pay the young guys or add a star on the defense.
I agree, because when you talk about the way that they kicked the can down the road for so many years, you're going to have too many guys, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. You're going to have Jalen Carter. All those guys going to be in for contracts, and it's going to change. And then you're going to have the other guys that are going to be aging out.
Every few minutes as we debate all this today, I look over and see your wig, and I see Kyle dressed
as
Woody.
I can't be taking these guys.
And I look up, we have the monitor in here, and I see myself as an alien, and I just remember what the hell we're doing. All right, let's go to David.
we're trying
to be grown-ups dressed as children. David in Sewell is up. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. You know, I would do that trade in a minute. I mean, Myles Garrett instantly makes our defense better, instantly. And I think, you know, to Hugh's point, if you say it's good to be within striking distance, why not guarantee you'll get a bullseye by having somebody in your stable that can get you there? I mean, it's okay to be – there's a lot of teams, I think, that are in striking distance. But to be able to have a guy like Myles Garrett to get you over the hump, to almost ensure that you're going to hit the target, I think that, to me, is a no-brainer. And also, I don't think we're mortgaging the future. I don't think that's because Miles he's still young, you know. And plus, we're one of the youngest teams.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid if you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In the NFL, so I don't feel like we're mortgaging our future. And given how he's track record in trades, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's able to get at least one or two of those picks back in some way down the line. So I don't think that would mortgage the future. And also, too, first-round picks, iffy at best. I mean, you know, the numbers don't bore out well, you know, for first-round picks. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, you know, 30, 40% that they work out, if not lower, depending upon the position. So I don't hold high value on them. But what one thing is interesting, though, I do think there is sort of a strategy that maybe Howie is using or thinking about is leveraging Cleveland's their ability to draft well. I mean, what GM wouldn't think that they would draft, that they wouldn't draft well with three draft picks?
Right, almost like, you know, using their ego against them. Like, wow. Because I think they're right, and their GM used to work here, so they know each other. But like, Howie could say to him, like, hey man, you could fix your whole organization. I'll give you 3 ones, and you guys could fix the Browns. And it is. It's like an ego trip. Like, if you give me 3 ones, I could rebuild the whole team.
So if Myles Garrett was older, if he was much older, then maybe I would side with you a little bit, Hugh, but here I think it's a no-brainer. You've got these picks, and if it's just a swap given, and I don't have to give up any other players, mm-hmm. dude, that makes our defense. Why not go into the next couple of years knowing that's a scary defense?
David.
Myles Garrett, Carter, all those guys.
Yeah, you're right, and David, that's not what I'm arguing, but let me flip it for you for a second. What
sure.
makes you think, after the offseason that the Browns had and the way that they handled the situation, that all of a sudden they want to trade Myles Garrett? Now answer me that question as passionately as you talked about the ego side of it.
I hear your point, and I think there were talks about, like, Myles thought that they were supposed to draft or trade for another player, mm-hmm. and they didn't do it, which is why now he feels like he wants to get it. And I get your point, too. Players, they want the money. You offer them that kind of money, it's a little difficult to walk away. But, you know, sometimes people change their mind. You look at this situation.
But that's not – Dave, I'm sorry. That's not that's answering cool. the question that I asked, because the Cleveland Browns pushed all in to sign this guy so he wouldn't leave, correct? So
right.
now all of a sudden they knew they weren't going to be a great franchise because they didn't have the pieces to be a competitive franchise. So
true,
tell me why – do you think that now all of a sudden that they're going to trade Myles Garrett? Keep in mind now, going into this okay. season, the Cleveland Browns weren't anticipated to be a good team. He took the money. So now why all of a sudden do they want to trade him?
Yeah, well, you know, we're assuming that they didn't think that they were going to be a good team.
Dave, for real though. Seriously, real talk, dog. Who assumed – that the Cleveland Browns are going to be competitive in the North.
No, but David, good phone call. They might be worse than they thought, though. I mean, at some point, I think what you believe versus what is, you have to cut. It's like a cold, hard reality, right? Like, they are years away. So, do they look bad? Sure, but I think to be a GM in sports, you have to admit, I was wrong 3 months ago. So, like, they were wrong. They should have traded him in the offseason because they're not. He just had an all-time game and they got crushed.
Yes, he did.
So, like, they. Once you have those honest conversations with yourselves, they have to have an honest conversation. Like, we're never have a chance with him. If we get rid of him and we recoup all those picks, maybe they'd have a chance to be good eventually.
Look at it like this. The Cleveland Browns have, since they've been back, they've been looking for a starting quarterback.
Forever.
Since they've been back.
Yeah, this is 25 years now.
Myles Garrett. How long has it been, like 20 years? Because I was in the league when they came back.
They came back in 99. They drafted Tim Couch in the year the Eagles got Donovan.
I was listen, this is what I'm saying, people. And I don't know if this is real, but this is where I'm kind of grounded in. I understand the Eagles side. But my thing is, Myles Garrett in the last 20 years has been the absolute bright spot.
Yes.
For the Cleveland Browns.
Him and Joe Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, well yeah. Even more so than Joe. Joe Thomas is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, they're both great.
But when you think Myles Garrett right now is synonymous with Cleveland.
But it's gotten them nowhere.
No, and Joe, they knew that before they signed him.
I know, but
they knew that when he sat up there at the Super Bowl and talked about he didn't want to be there. They knew that, but they still threw the cash at him.
We have to,
and he still took it.
We probably should say it. Like this is also the team that traded for Watson. This might be the dumbest team in pro sports. I mean, like sometimes you got to take advantage of stupid people, Hugh. I mean, I don't know.
Say it like that.
I mean, it's business.
I don't think they're that stupid.
Oh, well, goodness.
Excuse me?
They're the dumbest team in sports.
They're the Cleveland Browns, Hugh.
Yeah, they did draft two quarterbacks.
That's the craziest thing you've said all day.
They did draft two quarterbacks and then don't want to pay one of them at all.
Yeah, you know what they need?
They brought in five quarterbacks.
You said it right. They've been looking for a quarterback for 20 years. This gives them a better chance. They'd have like seven first-round picks in the next 3 years to get the guy they need.
We can be perfectly clear about this. The Browns have no idea what they're doing.
You make a compelling argument. And maybe I am giving too much credence to what they're thinking.
Of course.
Because, yeah, you're probably right.
I think we're getting somewhere.
I still don't think it's happening though. Right. I don't think it's happening.
Our Twitter poll question, which I haven't checked in on the entire show. I'm curious where it is right now. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Would you trade 3 firsts for Myles Garrett? How about this result? 53% yes, 47% no. Now, it is way closer to 50-50 than the phone. I'd say the phone calls today have been, I don't know, 90 to 10 yes, 85-15 yes. I mean, most people we've talked to today are very excited about trying to do this. There's the Hugh every now and then that pops on and says, draft picks and cap space. But most people want to do it. The poll question, though, Hugh, is very tight, 53-47.
I like the fact that we have a contingency of listeners that listen to and they love the debate, the back and forth that we have. I feel good about my stance on this one. I feel good about my 43%.
Well, I feel good about
the
listeners, and we appreciate
that.
I wouldn't feel good about your stance.
I feel good that I've made a compelling argument that this poll is as tight as
it is. I just think they're scared like you.
No. I make compelling arguments, and there's a lot of people out there that agree with me, even though I have
this
silly wig on
my head. That thing was 50-50 before we got on the air.
You know what I'm saying?
You've lost ground.
No, not really. Not really.
Let's go to Logan.
That's the way you look at it.
Logan in Delaware. What's up, Logan?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Logan. What's up?
Good. Add one word to the yes column.
There we go. So what are you feeling here?
No, so to me, I think about it like, in a way, your goal in draft is to draft someone like Myles.
Your goal is to get a better phone.
Right.
Your phone is garbage. Or your, where you're at is garbage.
It might be the connection.
I apologize for being so aggressive and talking about your phone is bad. I apologize.
Go ahead, Logan.
So your goal is to draft someone like Myles Garrett if you're lucky in your tenure as a GM. So really, the three picks you're taking away, one of them kind of is a player, kind of like 2 firsts ago.
Yeah, so that phone still continues to be a problem.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, it's not his fault. It's probably the connection. I think it's fair to point out how valuable first-round picks are. And Hugh, you've pointed out that they've gotten some good players recently in the first round, right?
Yes.
Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Devontae Smith. They've nailed some first-round picks. I also think it's fair to point out, same GM, same guy, Howie Roseman. He once had a back-to-back-to-back first-round picks. Like these three straight first-round picks at one point were Derek Barnett, Andre Dillard, and Jalen Reagor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he
yeah, it's a hit or miss. You're right, it's a hit or miss.
I mean, we could keep these next three first-round picks and all be busts. I mean, it's not just a Howie thing. That's also just
But those picks are still coveted. They're still coveted. And teams are very leery about giving those away.
I agree. But if I give you $20 and you spend it on candy, it doesn't mean you're happy, like deep down, you had that $20. You would have been better off swapping that $20 for something better.
Yeah, that analogy, I don't think
what are you talking about?
I don't think that was a good one.
If you spend the money poorly, you don't smile and say, at least I had the money. You spent it poorly.
I don't like that analogy.
Because, why?
No, but I will say this. It's a bad analogy. But I'll say this. The Rams, it made sense for the Rams when they did it.
Shouldn't it make sense? Isn't it the same thing?
Well, because it was a quarterback that still keeps them relevant.
Yeah.
And they've drafted well defensively.
But they did it before Stafford. They were in on this from the minute they drafted Goff. This has been an 8-year window where they swapped the quarterbacks, mm-hmm. right? They flipped Goff out for Stafford. But this thing with them not having first-round picks, that started way before Stafford got there. I think we think if you don't have first-rounders for a couple of years, it sets you back And it could.
Like having not having the dice in your hand.
But you have 100 grand. 100 grand.
The Joe. Looking for little Joe.
Yeah, Miles Garrett is $100,000. And I know deep down you wouldn't. Hugh Douglas doesn't give $100,000 back. Not the Hugh Douglas I know. Aaron. Aaron in Denver's up. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Aaron. What's up?
Hey, Hugh, were you, correct me if I'm wrong, were you talking about that Ravens team of the early 2000s?
When you mentioned Ray Lewis and all those cats? Yeah,
like you said, if it makes sense for your team, I think the Eagles are good enough to win the Super Bowl without him. And I think the defense isn't poor. It's just middle of the road, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
Right, so I think that Ravens team with Trent Dilfer, you needed stars at every level on that defensive team
to win that
Super Bowl. Because I think, was Jamal Lewis the running back?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, outside of him, you had a below-average quarterback that you had no chance of winning that Super Bowl without a stout defense.
So you're right, Aaron. And also, I think it's fair to point out that the competition then versus now, right? Like, I'm just thinking back to what they had to do to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they got to face Kerry Collins and the New York Giants. Like, this year, the Eagles, to win it again, probably have to go through what? Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes,
might be a tough.
We're facing like all time greats in these potential Super Bowls now.
Right, exactly. And I think most people, I'll admit this, most people know that I am a Cowboys fan since I was young, and I cry myself to sleep every single night. I would probably give up 10 first round picks to get him, but that's because we need a guy like that. Cowboys aren't anywhere close to Super Bowl, but the Eagles can win the Super Bowl without Myles Garrett very easily.
They're one of the five favorites without him, and the good phone call. My thing is, I'd like to become the favorite. I'd like to, push the chips more in my direction. Could the Eagles win the Super Bowl again? Of course, and I think a lot of people believe they're going to, but I feel like we are headed towards a January where they're going to have to win two or three toss-up games, true 50-50 games. To get to the Super Bowl. Remember the way the Rams playoff game was last year? I think this year's playoffs will have three of those. Mm. And we won the toss-up game, and then we blew two teams out. I think the way this year's trending, the team we have, the competition, I think we're going to have to win those toss-up games three straight times to have another Lombardi. You put Miles Garrett here, I think it tips those scales our way. All right, more of your phone calls coming up. We'll check in with you people before the show ends. We got a parlay for you. We're going to put a game parlay, a few NFL games for week number 9 we'll put together before the show. And we got to play this audio from yesterday. I'm surprised Joe DeCamera was able to come to work today after leaving the studio in a body bag. A caller cooked him on the afternoon show. My goodness. Buckle up for this audio. That's next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.